Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit PermaSeal.net.
It's time for Bill Snyder, weather producer and storm guru over at WGN TV Channel 9. And a very ever-changing weather day to you, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I'll say, John, happy Thursday and happy early weekend for everyone.
Yeah,
It's good to talk to you, my friend. I know I missed you last week. I hope everything's okay.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
wonderful. Absolutely.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, that's
a last-minute thing.
Sure.
Everything's just fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that, John.
Yeah.
That's great news.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the interest.
Yeah.
So I got up and I went outside and it was warm. And
right?
Then later I came inside and I went outside and it was cold.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, John, it's amazing what influence Lake Michigan has on our climate here in Chicago, isn't it? I mean, it happens every year at this time of the year, but yet people are surprised and blown away by it. But today was a perfect example, John. You know, we had officially a high at O'Hare of 75. We had a high of 77 at Midway. That is our third consecutive day in the 70s. You know, this is our warmest stretch of weather we've had, believe it or not, John, in more than 6 months. The last time we strung together that many days in a row in the 70s, you have to go all the way back to late October last year. So that's pretty remarkable. We've been itching for the warm weather, and we finally got it. Although, again, depending on where you were today, you're either in shorts and sandals or you were in jackets. I mean, it's amazing. We had a lake-induced cold front that developed this afternoon, and it intensified, and the winds picked up. And so what happened was we were looking at one point at 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. It was 85 in Kankakee.
Really?
And in the city, in Lincoln Park, it was 48. So that's a 37-degree temperature spread across the metro area. It's remarkable what can happen, you know, at this time of the year with our temperatures. And it literally is a matter of just getting in the car and driving, you know, 20-30 miles can make all the difference between being in short sleeves and being in a jacket.
So I did a little bit of both of those today.
We did. Yeah. You kind of have to have every arsenal in your wardrobe on standby, John, just because it's amazing what happens. And, you know, just if you look at the averages, John, it's interesting that some form of an easterly wind, you know, whether it be a northeast, an east, or southeast wind, blows off the lake in April and May about 45% of the time. So, you know, it's not unusual for this to happen, and it's a huge deterrent in warm weather, especially if you're in close proximity to Lake Michigan. So what happens, John, is on a day like today, like as you said, you were out this morning, it was warm and the winds were pretty light, but that's what happened. It was a warm day, we had light winds, and the air over the land heated air over land, it rises, John, and what happens is that allows the cooler, denser air over the lake to develop and flow on shore, and that delivers your cooling lake breeze. So that's what happened. And again, you know, how much cooling occurs this time of the year, it really is dependent upon the wind direction. You know, a northeast wind picks up more of that chilly lake water from the middle of the lake. An easterly wind to a lesser extent, and then an even lesser extent than that would be a southeast wind. So that just depends on how it distributes the cool air on shore, depending upon your direction. So that's kind of your little lesson on what an easterly wind does to our weather around here. And, you know, interestingly, the middle of the lake, John, is still 40 degrees. That's it. That's the water temperature. Even though at the shoreline it's around 50 or 51, which is still chilly. I mean, that's hypothermia on a warm day if you get into the water for any length of time. So it's frustratingly slow for most of us. That water takes a long time to warm up. You know,
there was a meteor shower earlier this week, and I talked to Michelle Nichols from the Adler Planetarium about it. And one of the keys to being able to see it is cloud cover.
Yes.
And guess what?
We haven't
had cloud cover.
There was cloud cover. There's no question, John. You know, we've not it's been kind of a disappointing April so far in terms of sunshine. You know, our sunshine guru on the south side, Frank Wachowski, he measures that carefully. And, you know, up until just before sunset, we had going for us about 100% of our sunshine, and then we had some clouds that moved in late, and that kind of put the kibosh on our 100% sunny day. And it's interesting, Frank points out, John, that we have not had a totally sunny day here in Chicago since back on March 12th. Isn't that something?
Wow.
So, you know, if you're wondering why, if it feels like it's been a little bit cloudier than normal to you, yeah, you're absolutely right. We did wind up with 93% of our possible sun today, so not bad. I mean, most of the day was pretty nice. We did have those high clouds that moved in late, but we've had only 42% of our possible sunshine for the month of April with, we got a week to go. Normally we see our normal percent in April is in the low 50s. So, yeah, a little bit cloudier than normal, and that comes off of a relatively sunnier March. So we're kind of seeing a little bit of both sides of the spectrum there, John.
So where are we headed? I mean, are we done with these? I was going to call them wintry temperatures,
right?
You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, John. And we're done with wintry weather, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not that we can't get a snow flurry or even a freezing temperature at this point before we move into the more sustained warmth. But I don't see anything on the horizon. We'll have some chilly mornings. There's no question. Like for example, Saturday morning, it's not inconceivable as the skies clear tomorrow night. We could have some temperatures in the 30s in the outlying areas, and that's why many people are getting the itch because we've had some warm weather, and you go to the grocery store, or you go to a nursery or flower shop, and you start to see all the stuff out there, John. You know,
yeah,
but
I know.
But you know what? It's April 24th. And I tell everyone all the time, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, Mother's Day, because, you know, we can still get a frost between now and then. Even though I may not see it on the weather maps, it doesn't mean that it's not out there or it can't happen. So I caution everyone, it's too early to plant because we can still get temperatures of at least at frost levels, and then you're scrambling to cover them up, you know? I mean, if you have plants, flowers in a basket that you're able to easily move inside on a chilly night, that's one thing. But as far as, you know, more in-depth planting, I think it's too early for that, and usually it's just the rule of thumb, John, in Chicago we always say to wait till after Mother's Day. I'd say that at that point you're about 95% safe to plant, so that's a good thing. But
so we are wrapping up April. I mean,
we are
just
yes.
a few days left.
Yeah and you know, we started out on the cool side, but we've kind of erased the deficit, John. We were running 3.5 degrees below normal, but the recent warmth has pushed us slightly above normal. So that may be where we head for the end of the month. Although, even though we do have cooler temperatures coming in the next couple of days, we got some cloud cover that's increasing here tonight, and will bring us some scattered showers tomorrow. It won't be a complete washout. We'll have some showers from time to time, and not even inconceivable that we get a thunderstorm, especially in the southern parts of our area. Not expecting severe weather, so that's a good thing. And then the showers will move out tomorrow evening, and we'll see the skies clear over the weekend. So we may start with some cloud cover on Saturday morning, but we should see increased sunshine in the afternoon on Saturday. But it will be a much cooler day, John. You're near the lake. We've been talking about this during the whole program tonight. You're near the lake on Saturday. The high temperatures are likely to not get out of the 40s. So it's still going to be chilly. I mean, and again, that lake has such an influence on our climate this time of the year. But inland areas will only warm into the 50s. So, you know, when you figure some parts of our area today, it felt like July with temperatures in the 80s, and it's only going to be in the 50s. You know, it's your typical spring roller coaster, John. This is nothing unusual that we don't see every year. But then we go back up after that. So the roller coaster, it dips on Saturday, and then we start our way back upward, the upward climb, John. So we'll be back in the 60s on Sunday. Even parts of the area could be close to 70 or even touch 70 well inland. And then we get a taste of summer. It looks like the warmest temperatures of the year, John, Monday, Tuesday, where we may get area-wide readings to touch 80 degrees for the first time.
In
2025. You know, we've had a couple of 80s at Midway, but we've not officially hit 80 yet so far at O'Hare. So that's good news. But we also, you know, with the warmth and increased humidity and so forth in a frontal boundary, comes the chance of some scattered thunderstorms, and we're outlook for possible severe weather. It's far too early to pinpoint the specifics, but at this point in time, the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted our area for later Monday into Tuesday for potential severe weather. So we'll monitor that. But again, that's several days away. And then we see another dip in temperatures after that, John. So we'll be back down into the 60s this time next week. But good news. You want to hear some good news?
Sure.
I was checking the weather records, and over the next month, John, the next month, looking at some key benchmark temperatures, warm temperatures, that is, we typically see 14 days above 70 degrees in the next month, 8 days of 75 degrees or warmer, and 5 days of 80 degrees or warmer over the next 30 days. So, you know, we're turning the corner. There's no question we're headed towards warmer weather, and we've seen it this week. You know, we've had several days this week where we've been in the 70s for much of the area. So we'll still see these dips from time to time, like what we did this afternoon near the lake, and now it's working its way inland. Yeah. But you know, we're getting to that time of the year, John, where the warmer days become more of a staple of our weather than the cooler ones. So that's good news.
That's what I like to hear from you, and I'll be checking with you a week from today, Bill. Thanks so much.
I look forward to it, John. You have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.